As we all know, there are things that happen in your life that make you stop and say, okay, maybe I need to take some time and do some self-introspection. Some
things that make you go,
So a nice long look in the mirror. And so after this weekend, I thought, you know, do I really need to buy that new iPhone? So here's some questions I asked myself before I really have to consider this. Before I go and buy the new iPhone 5S, these are the questions that I am pondering deep in my soul.
I'm sure you are.
Isn't there a cheaper way to let others know that I'm better than them? Isn't there? Should I get one that matches the color of my Prius? These are things that we all should ask ourselves. Mm. I'm not supporting child labor with this phone, am I? I think yes. Yes, I am. Now, if I don't buy one, won't all those toddlers in the Chinese factories have soldered off their thumbs for nothing?
Mm.
Don't they deserve it? Wait a minute. Does the 5S, does the S stand for sucker? These are things I need to ask myself. Does it come with a rebate for the ticket to that crappy Jobs movie?
You get a free ticket to the movie when you buy the new phone?
These are the questions deep in my soul that I have to ask. Now, how do I tell my kids they're going to get homemade Halloween costumes this year as a result of buying? How much better do I do adorable kitten videos look on the phone?
Much better.
These are very important questions. Does it come with a giant I'm important sign, or does that cost extra? These are things I have to ask myself before I buy the iPhone 5. And lastly, is there an app on it for wasting money? These are the questions that I ask myself. So, gentlemen, I now am going to pose some questions to you. An immediate, off-the-cuff moment of introspection.
Okay.
Now, I want you to think back on the items that have moved you in the stories that we've covered over the last week or so. And recall how much you've listened. This is an opportunity for you to pay attention and to determine whether or not you've actually been listening.
We should be pretty good at this since we read the news.
Not only what we've talked about, but the underlying meaning of the story.
Okay.
All right, now we talked about that monkeys with herpes are in the news.
Yeah.
Where are they? I'll give you a multiple guess.
In the genital region.
Okay.
No.
You've got monkeys in your pants?
No.
All right. Monkeys with herpes are A, attacking people in Florida, B, a growing epidemic at zoos, or C, still not as disgusting to think about as Miley Cyrus. All right. Let's go to the next one. President Obama says he's not concerned with how his foreign policy looks. He only cares about A, the end result.
Right.
Okay. B, whether or not it works.
Right.
Or C, golf.
Oh.
Which do you think?
Whether or not it works while playing golf.
I'm going to go with that. The crowd says yes. All right. Paula Deen, as we mentioned earlier, cried at a cooking event in Houston over the weekend when A, the crowd cheered for her. B, she talked about how it is the last few weeks have affected her.
This third one's going to be bad. I know it.
Or C, they ran out of bacon. No?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but
all
okay.
Right. During her last public appearance since the scandal broke out about her using the N-word, of course, Paula Deen broke down crying because A, she was happy to be back in front of an audience. B, she was touched by the forgiveness of her fans.
Sure.
Or C, they sat her next to Morgan Freeman. No?
Okay. Oh, my.
Derek Jeter will miss the rest of the season. Now, this is up, this is your neck of the woods. Derek Jeter is going to miss the rest of the season because he, A, sprained his ankle on the base path. B, broke his elbow in a batting cage. Or C, shattered his rib cage beneath a pile of supermodels.
It could have been any of those.
All right, now this is my introflection.
Supermodels don't weigh that much.
The new iPhone is A, awesome, B, bigger. Exactly the same as the old phone, but I'm still going to buy it. Yeah. You're going to go with foreign policy. The U.S. and Russia were able to agree that A, Syria would turn over its chemical weapons, or B, Edward Snowden should be turned over to American authorities, or C, Vladimir Putin should really stop taking his shirt off all the time.
We agree on that. I think the whole world agrees on that.
So we have been paying attention. Last but not least, Tom Hanks spent last week serving on jury duty, guest lecturing at USC, or talking to family and friends with a nonstop slew of facts about moon landings and World War II. All right, so there it is. We have been paying attention, haven't we?
Yes.
All right, good. All
We're
right,
making
so,
this guy jury foreman because he saved Private Ryan. He landed the spaceship. He's the jury foreman.
This guy has to be. Well, there is that Forrest Gump thing.
Plus, he stayed alive on that island with nothing but a volleyball to keep him company.
That's true.
Man.
WSAU. We'll be right back.
Walmart is reporting that one of the most popular toys this Christmas is going to be a brand new Barbie Dreamhouse. Yeah. And the least popular toy this Christmas, the twerking Elmo.